Chapter 3. Hoping, Wishing, and Praying. Beyond the frantic search for the youth ministry superstar. The pressure to succeed is especially acute for youth ministers who, despite their lack of knowledge, skills, and experience, are expected to attract young adolescents to a life of commitment to Christ and the church. It is a daunting task made increasingly difficult by the expectation of adults and a notable lack of congregational support. Merton Stroman. The request was one we'd heard often enough, but never this blatantly. Can you help us find a superstar youth director? My response came so abruptly that it shocked even me. That's one thing that we just don't do. After an awkward silence, I explained that after years of watching churches search for and hire superstar youth directors, I'd come to the conviction that helping churches find superstars doesn't really help. Instead of helping build long-term sustainable youth ministries, the superstar orientation does just the opposite. It keeps youth ministries stuck. I've grown weary of churches spending heroic, sacrificial energy and money trying to build quick-fix, big-win youth ministries, only to find themselves 3 years down the road with nothing to show for their efforts but overblown memories of a burned-out superstar. It's easy enough to understand. Parents get worried about their kids. They get desperate, clawing at any shred of hope they can find. Churches exhibit a similar desperation when they find themselves on the verge of extinction because their kids are staying away in droves. And when we get desperate, we also get stupid. At Youth Ministry Architects, we've seen the pattern enough times to no longer question its predictability. The story usually goes something like this. Fired, hired, and tired. You can almost see the heel marks all the way to the doors of the church. Jim Johnson's daughter, Annie, hated the youth program. She hated the cheesy games, she hated the way the kids were so exclusive, and she really hated that her parents made her participate. So when Ryan was asked to leave his role as youth pastor, there were no tears shed in the Johnson home. When the pastor called Jim to ask him to lead the...